Welcome to Community Matters, your resource for the latest information about community associations on the Suncoast. And now it's time for Community Matters.
Welcome to Community Matters. My name is Kevin Wells. I will be your host for the next hour, and we are your resource for the latest community association news. You are listening to WSRQ Radio 106.9, 1220 AM, the voice of Sarasota. We are speaking today with Sandy King, who has been an entrepreneur in the geothermal industry since 1984. Sandy will be talking to us today about geothermal heating of your pool and your spa. She is currently the owner and president of Symbiont Service Corporation, which received the Inc. Magazine 2011 Top 50 Winning Workplaces Award and the Inc. 5000 Fastest Growing Private Companies in 2012. Sandy graduated from the Florida Institute of Technology with a Bachelor of Science degree in Oceanographic Technologies, and she received her Florida State Contractor's License for Heating, Ventilating, and Air Conditioning in 1985. Sandy, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Kevin.
We also have Roy Wells with us today. Roy is, or at least he was, a director and the secretary of Village Walk of Sarasota. He is retired, and when he was working, he worked in the advanced technology area. Village Walk of Sarasota has 1,177 homes and two pools, and Roy will be our case study for geothermal heating. Sandy, if you could, tell me about the name of your company. It's a very interesting name, Symbiont Service Corporation.
I'd be happy to. Symbiont Service Corp. The product is called the Symbiont, and my father designed it back in 1983, and the idea is behind the word symbiosis. I have an oceanography degree, and we were kind of into all that biology and science and all that, and we kind of wanted to tie in the symbiosis, symbiotic relationships between the company, our customer, our employees, the community. So we named the product the Symbiont and the company Symbiont Service, and just kind of evolved from there.
Well, very interesting. When did you first create the Symbiotic Service Corporation? When did it first get off the ground?
Well, we originally started in manufacturing called Symbiotic Systems, and that was back in 82. Symbiont Service was incorporated in 91.
So suffice it to say, you've been doing this for approximately 23 years, 24 years?
I've actually been doing this since 1985. I had a business on the other coast called Hydrothermal Systems in Stewart, and doing the same type of thing, installing the Symbiont product.
Okay, and your company, again, specializes in geothermal. What does geothermal mean?
Yeah, well, geothermal can be used in a couple of different ways. There's the high-grade, like, Old Faithful in Yellowstone Park, and the Warm Mineral Springs in Northport has geothermal hot springs. That's kind of a high grade, higher temperature. Ours is a low grade, and it works off of well water in the area that's 75 degrees year round, and on average for Florida. And so we use a mechanical device to transfer that free heat from the earth and put it into a pool or into a home or cooling a home or cooling a pool. So it depends on what mode you need at the time. But it's geothermal because it's getting it from the earth.
Okay, you're going to have to dumb me this way down, I know, for me.
Okay.
Tell me basically, how does geothermal heat my pool if I live in a condominium? I mean, really dumb me this down for your host. How does this work?
Okay, well, it's a heat pump. So the Symbiont product is a heat pump. And like an air conditioner, instead of getting its heat out of the air, it gets it out of the ground. So sometimes we drill wells, sometimes we pull out of a lake, and we use the water as a source of heat. I don't know if you've been in 75 degree air, you're comfortable, right? But if you're in 75 degree water, you're probably cold. Because water transfers heat much more efficiently and better and consistently than air. So using a water source as the source of heat and transferring that with a mechanical device called a heat pump, you can move that heat from whatever your source is to your sink, which would be the pool or your house. So it's just a transferring of heat. So you're moving heat from one place to another.
So you can, and again, just so I understand, you can either drill down and take the heat source from the ground. Mm-hmm. Or if you have, for example, a large lake next door to your pool, you can go to the large lake, take the heat from the water in the lake.
Correct.
Which way is cheaper? I assume the lake, because you don't have to drill down as far, correct?
Initial costs, the lake is cheaper. And in this area, it's about the same operating costs, because the well temperature is about 75 degrees year round. The lake temperature does get a little colder than 75, but not a lot colder. So it's still as efficient. So,
all right. Thank you. Again, we're speaking with Sandy King, who is the owner and president of Symbiont Service Corporation. And we're talking about geothermal heating of the pool. And you are listening to WSRQ Radio 106.9. Sandy, if you could explain to me, let's use the example where you have to drill down. How deep do you typically have to go when you drill down for the geothermal heat?
Everywhere in Florida is different, but the goal is to get to a big aquifer of water. So you're going, on average, it's 100 feet. In the Pinellas County area, you're going to go 200 to 250 feet. In the Sarasota area, depending on the location, the average is around 100 to 200 feet.
So it will, again, vary by location, but in our county, Sarasota, Manatee, you've been successful at about the 100 feet depth.
Right. On Longboat Key, we have to go a little deeper. We're not looking for the quality of water. It can be salt. It doesn't matter. What we're looking for is the aquifer, big pockets of water. So we develop a good open hole of water, and then case it down to pull the water up from that depth, and not from the other layers to the depth of it.
So it doesn't matter if it's pure water, salt water, marshy water. You just want the actual heat that's in that water.
Right. We're basically borrowing the water to transfer the heat. We do put in two wells. You put a supply well in to take the water out, and then you go enough distance away, but the same aquifer, to put the water back down into the ground. So you're not changing the chemistry. You're just borrowing the temperature and putting the water back into the earth.
Do you ever have an issue with like the Southwest Florida Water Management System or the counties denying permits, or is that pretty much not an issue? Because again, you're not taking the water, you're taking the water up and then putting it back.
Right. We have a great relationship with DEP, Southwest Florida Water Management District, South Florida Water Management District. We process all our permits, and they're used to us. We have a good relationship with them.
And again, it makes perfect sense, because you're not actually taking the water for use, you're actually using the heat stored in the water and then putting the water right back down.
Correct.
Now, what is the average temperature of the water when you have to drill down to the 100-foot depth? What is the temperature that you find down there, or that you expect to find?
It's still about 75. Every now and then we get lucky. The Sarasota YMCA, our wells are 80 for some reason. Some areas in Miami, it's 80. But the average is 75, and it's very consistent. And once you get that temperature, it really doesn't change.
And how do you take that heat from the water and get it into the pool? What's that process like, where, again, you take the heat out of the water and you transfer it to the pool? How does that work?
Well, that's a heat pump. So it's a mechanical device, very similar to your air conditioner. And it so there's a compressor and there's Freon, and you have heat exchangers. So your well water goes through a heat exchanger, and your compressor moves the Freon from one heat exchanger to the other. So you're just paying for electricity for the compressor to move the heat from one source to the other, to the sink, which is the pool. And so it's just a process of Freon moving the heat from one place to the other, just like your air conditioner. If you were to walk past your air conditioner outside and put your hand over it, you'll feel warm air coming out. So it's the same process as a typical air conditioning system.
Now, the heat pump you described, does that work like a standard heat pump with the pool, where it cycles on for 8 hours a day? Or is it a continuous type heat pump?
It's a heat pump that it's thermostatically controlled. So when your thermostat calls for heat, it will cycle on. So it just cycles on and off to temperature. So very similar to any heat pump. Yes, your pool pump needs to be circulating, but on commercial pools, the filtration pump runs 24 hours a day.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. Explain to me again why this is considered a green product versus a not green product.
It's a good question. We actually have always said that we've been going green since before it was fashionable, and back in the 80s, when it wasn't even on everybody's focus and attention, because geothermal is a renewable energy source. And because we're moving heat from one place to another, not generating heat, like a gas heater would be generating heat, the heat pump's just moving free heat. And so it's a smaller carbon footprint for the electricity to move it than it is to generate heat. So of all the choices available for heating a pool on the market, the geothermal is the most energy efficient at this time.
Wow, very interesting. Again, we're talking with Sandy King of Symbiont Service Corporation, and we're talking about geothermal heating of your pool and spa. We do need to take a short break and hear from our sponsors, but please stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Community Matters. I am your host, Kevin Wells, and we are speaking today about geothermal heating of your pool and spa. And we have the privilege of having Sandy King of Symbiont Service Corporation here with us today to talk about geothermal heating. Sandy, we've been talking about the various whys and wherefores of geothermal heating. Basically, how does it work? And what I would like to talk to you about now is, what is the expected cost of the operation of the geothermal system versus your more typical either propane, solar, or electric gas heating system? Can you compare for me the expected savings that your clients will receive with a geothermal system?
Sure, I'd be happy to. Basically, we want to give percentages, because to give actual dollars, it depends on the size of the swimming pool. A typical air source heat pump, which is commonly referred to as an electric heat pump, the savings comparison and operating cost is about 30%. The only difference is, if you have only an air source heat pump, sometimes it won't heat the pool to the desired temperature, so you would require a backup of gas or something to guarantee the temperature year-round. But as far as operating cost savings of the geothermal heat pump versus the air source heat pump, it's about 30% savings. And then if you, there's two types of gas heaters. There's a natural gas heater and an LP gas, liquid propane gas. So it depends on what type of gas heater is there. Obviously, if natural gas is available, that would be the way that they would go. So on average, for a natural gas-fired heater, it's about a 55 to 75% savings in operating costs. And again, that is a function of what the gas rate is that they have at the time. And then if you're on LP gas, which is the most expensive type of heater, is 80 to 90% savings.
That's just amazing that the savings are that high. And again, when you say that, that's over the lifetime of the geothermal system, correct?
Well, per year.
Per year?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Kevin, this is Janet Romano. The savings are so significant that when associations buy these heaters, we use the item that they had in their budget for their gas fuel, and they don't have to increase their budget to put in the geothermal. We actually use that item to debt service the purchase. So most of them that Sandy has referred to me for financing are a 3 to 5 year payback.
Yep, that's accurate. The biggest drawback of geothermal is the initial cost. So if you have a good payback and can do a payback with less than 5 years, that's usually a smart investment.
Now, the one thing you didn't bring up is the solar pool heating system. What is your cost savings over solar?
Well, the problem with solar is, if you had enough panels to match the BTUs that you're getting with the geothermal, you wouldn't have enough roof space.
Okay.
So there really isn't a fair comparison in operating costs. You have to really discuss performance. So, you know, you're going to run your pool pump while the sun's shining just to get the water through the solar. So there's some added cost for running that pump on a residential level. On a commercial level, there's a considerably more increase in operating costs, because you usually have a dedicated pump that you wouldn't have. But it is less to operate than the geothermal. It's just not going to perform.
I know when I had a solar on my residential pool, you could only get the pool so warm.
Right.
I mean, the solar just would not heat the pool above a certain temperature. Maybe that was a function of me not putting, you know, 20 of the solar panels on my roof, but there was only so much heat that you could get out of the solar panels.
Right.
And I would assume for very large pools like condominiums and homeowners associations and cooperatives have, that solar would be cost prohibitive to heat a 60 or 80,000 gallon pool.
It really is, Kevin, because if you don't blanket your swimming pool when you're using solar, you're starting over every morning.
Right. The heat loss at night.
70% of your heat loss takes place at night. So if you don't blanket that pool to keep that heat in that you're not getting from the solar at night, then you're starting over every day. And condominiums, it's a lot tougher to blanket. You got to have a gate and signs, and you got to have somebody there to take the blanket on and off. And if the shape of the pool isn't perfectly, you know, rectangular, it's a lot harder to blanket. So there's a lot of disadvantages to using a blanket. It does save you money, but it's not as commonly found on commercial pools.
Sure. That makes perfect sense. What is the expected cost of the savings? If you could actually give me hard numbers, you know, maybe a most recent pool that you did, where we could actually talk numbers with our listeners. What would be if, you know, I'm a condominium and I have a 100,000 gallon pool and I want to switch from, let's use gas to the geothermal. Maybe Janet, you can speak to this too. What would be my hard savings over the course of the first year I put it in?
Well, it's a percentage because it depends on the temperature they maintain the swimming pool. It depends on the wind and the gallons, and, you know, there's a lot of factors, and we like to come out and do a survey where we don't charge to do that and investigate all the possibilities involved to heat that swimming pool and find out what the needs are and what the experience has been for heating for that pool already to compare it. But it's usually like a 2 to 3 year payback on LP gas and 3 to 5 year payback on natural gas.
And that's pretty typically how we figure out how long to finance it. What Symbion has typically done to make the lending process easier is they do a case study on that pool, and they give us an estimate of, you know, they add in a little bit for electricity if they were on gas because they're running the pump, and then they figure the cost to heat with the electricity. So we look at that number, we look at what they budgeted from LP gas, and we back into how long we have to finance it. I've actually never had one that had more than a 5-year payback.
Wow. And again, my name is Kevin Wells. I'm your host of today's show, Community Matters. We are speaking with Sandy King about geothermal heating of a community pool or a residential pool. And we have Janet Romano from Florida Shores Bank, who typically will loan money to the associations so that they can finance the purchase of the geothermal system and then have the payback apparently be within 2 to 3 years, where the system then basically becomes, I don't want to say free, but at least it's no longer cost out of pocket to install that system. Sandy, if you could you go over with me the typical cost to install the system and what factors influence the ultimate out of pocket?
Sure. I have some averages, like the range varies depending on the application. With Roy Wells, who's here with us, his application was on a lake. So we were able to save the initial cost of drilling wells. And then you have to investigate the electric, because electric does run the system. So you have to have enough power. And usually there's only enough power for what's already there. So we have to run power to each unit, and the number, depending on the number of units. So we do need to survey the job to get the exact numbers of all the things involved: electric, wells, the piping, the placement of the equipment, if they need to be on racks, and all those kind of things. But for a rule of thumb, you could say the average is, it could be as low as 50 cents per gallon of a pool. So if it's a 50,000 gallon pool, it could be about $25,000 to put the package in and the whole entire system. And then on the high end of the range, you could go as much as $2 per gallon, especially if there are wells and more involved electric for the installation.
So it sounds like it's going to be dependent upon several different factors. If one of our listeners wanted to call you up, and do you guys give free quotes?
Absolutely. We'll come out, we'll survey, we'll ask, you know, all the pertinent questions for their pool specifically, because every application varies.
And so, could you give me contact information for your corporation so that our listeners could jot down that information?
Sure, I'd be happy to. You could call our office. It's 1-800-881-4328. Or you could email us at info@symbiantservice.com. And the, so I guess just phone or email. You could ask for Holly. She is our new business development rep. Or you could ask for, well, really just anybody if you're looking for a survey, and they would get your information and schedule a rep that's for your area. Mike King takes care of the Sarasota, Manatee County area.
And do you have a fancy website they could go to?
Absolutely. Geothermalflorida.com.
All right. I see that we are coming up on our next hard break. So if you could, please stay tuned. You are again listening to Community Matters. I am your host, Kevin Wells, and we have been speaking with Sandy King of Symbiont Service Corporation about geothermal heating of your pool and spa. Please stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
People say she's crazy. She got diamonds on the soles of her shoes. Well, that's one way to lose these walking blues. Diamonds on the soles.
Welcome back to Community Matters. I am your host, Kevin Wells, and we are speaking today about geothermal heating of pools and spas. We've been talking to Sandy King at Symbiont Service Corporation about the services her company offers to local communities. We actually have another guest in the studio today, Roy Wells. Roy, thank you for coming. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Yep. Now, Roy, you are, or at least you were, a director and secretary at the Village Walk of Sarasota, correct?
That's correct.
And where is Village Walk located?
It's located on Palmer Ranch.
And how big is Village Walk?
Village Walk is 500 acres, and we have 1,177 homes there. And we have, actually, we have two pools, two swimming pools, a lap pool and a lagoon pool.
Now, tell me how big your pools are. With that many people, I would assume you have some very large pools.
Very large. I guess the lagoon pool is 118,000 gallons, and the lap pool is about 60,000 gallons.
Wow, that's very large.
That's very large.
What were you doing to heat your lap pool and your lagoon pool before you hired Symbiont?
Well, we were using propane. And we had some propane heaters that was requiring a lot of maintenance to keep them running. Needless to say that the propane back 6-7 years ago was going high, sky high in prices. And when it got to, I think it was something like $2.58 a gallon for propane, we decided with the repair that we should look at other things. And the other thing that we looked at was putting in heat pumps. And some of the people on the committee wanted to put in heat pumps, but I guess I was the lone wolf that wanted to go something different because in my career of advanced technology, I was looking at better ways, better mousetraps, better ways to do it. And I knew of a homeowner association in Englewood that had put in geothermal several years ago. And I went down and talked to them, and that's when I found out that they had had the geothermal in their pool for, 14, 15 years, and they were getting ready to replace it. So I got the idea from another homeowner association, and then I presented that to our homeowner association, and after some hard negotiations, they went along with it. And thank thankful that they did, because it has been a really, really cross savings for us.
Now, do you recall what you used to pay for your propane gas to heat your pools during the winter? Can you give me an average amount of money just so we know how much?
Okay, I can. I have the figures here. We had estimated in 2000, I believe it was 8, that we would have spent, if we'd went the full year, close to $95,000 in heating these pools.
Wow, that's a very large amount of money then.
Very large.
Okay, what year did you install the geothermal?
We installed it in 2008.
2008, okay.
In both pools.
And did you have Symbiont Service Corporation install your heating system?
Yes, we did.
And did you have them, talking to Sandy, I'm very educated now, did you have them drill down or use an adjacent lake?
Well, actually, we have, in Village Walk, we have something like 5 lakes. So we have a lot of lakes. And right behind the pools, the town center, we have a very, very large lake. And we were able to take advantage of using the lake for our generator.
And if you don't mind my asking, if I'm inquiring too much, let me know. Roughly how much did it cost Village Walk to install their geothermal heating system?
In both pools, it was right around $108,000, if I recall.
And how did you guys pay for that $108,000?
We paid for the $108,000 by not buying propane.
So literally, if your propane cost you $98,000, this paid for itself the very first year you installed it?
No. No, it took 2 years.
2 years.
Two years to get it.
So
it actually was a little less than 2 years, but we say 2 years to pay back.
So the system paid for itself in 2 years. What have you done with your $100,000 since? Has Sandy gotten a nice Christmas card every year? Or what have you done with your savings?
Well, rather than give it to Sandy, what the board decided to do is not increase our condo fee. So we have not had an increase in condo fee. So each homeowner got a payback.
So your members love the board and think the board made a really great decision here by saving, it sounds like, around $100,000. It would probably be a lot more today because LP gas prices have gone even higher. So you've saved your members about $100,000 per year.
Yeah. The finance committee loves geothermal. They use it every chance they get as an example. So.
Now, are there ongoing maintenance costs that you guys have incurred for geothermal each year?
Well, we have a maintenance contract with Symbiont. They come out, I guess, twice a year, and they do service on it.
So other than the maintenance contract, you guys haven't really incurred any expenses at all in the last 5-6 years?
I don't believe we've spent other than maintenance. I'm not on the board any longer, so I really don't. I can't speak for that, but
yeah, but the savings alone is just quite, they're very substantial. I think you would be the poster child for Symbiont Service.
Yeah, actually, we're on target this year for operating costs of $21,000.
Wow, very impressive.
And I have that figure here, is 21, just a little over $21,000. So if you're talking about cost saving, it's a cost saving.
Absolutely. And again, my name is Kevin Wells. You are listening to Community Matters on WSRQ Radio 106.9. We're speaking with Sandy King of Symbiont Service Corporation and Roy Wells from the Village Walk of Sarasota Association. And we're talking about geothermal heating of the pool. Sandy, I've just heard a substantial cost savings to that association. I'm sure it's at least $100,000 per year. Did you know going in you would save them that kind of money?
Yes, we do a calculation and we determine how much they're going to save. Their operating cost was $100,000 with gas, but there is, like Roy said, about $21,000 a year in electricity. So their savings wasn't $100,000, but it was the difference between the two. But it's still substantial generated a great fast payback. On his installation, he averaged on the lap pool, it was like about 51 cents per gallon for the installation. And on the bigger pool, it was 65 cents a gallon. So you know, you do pay some electricity to run the system, but it's still a dramatic savings compared to the operating cost with gas.
Yeah, the only question I have is, why isn't everyone using geothermal? I mean, with that kind of savings, why is at least every commercial, every large condominium, every large HOA with a large pool, why is everyone not using geothermal?
Well, honestly, I believe it's initial cost, doubting Thomas's to some degree. It sounds too good to be true. Fortunately, we have the relationship with Florida Shores Bank, and they have the financing option. If they have it in their budget already to heat with gas, then it makes sense to, you know, do the financing and offset that initial cost. But really, it's just initial cost from my experience of the years. But I am a little bit, you know, my favorite lean towards Symbiont in general. So,
Roy, if I could come back to you, what temperature have you guys kept your pool at once you've installed the Symbiont heating system?
Well, we actually increased the temperature because some of the ladies was complaining about it being too cool. And we run it, I believe it's at the Lagoon pool, at 86. And the lap pool is a little cooler, and I think that's 82. And that's year-round. We heat and cool.
Now, that's an interesting point. One of the things I know associations do when their heating costs start to creep up on them because the propane gets more expensive, they start dialing back the thermometer. So instead of being 86, maybe, you know, last year they dialed it back to 84. This year the costs go up a little bit more and they dial it back to 82 or perhaps even 80, where the pool, you can't really enjoy it as much if it's at 86, you're in the mid-80s. So you guys actually got to increase the heat of your pool.
Right. Actually, we had that problem when it's real cold. The ladies would not go. We didn't have the use of the pool because it was too cool. Now they can use it pretty much year round.
Well, that's amazing. Another question for you, Sandy, if you could. When you go out to a community such as Village Walk and you do your free quote and you walk them through the process, what do you think is the biggest resistance from the community? You said you have doubting Thomases, you have people who perhaps just don't believe that they're going to save this kind of money. What's the biggest resistance that you see?
Well, it takes time with the board. They have to vote on everything and they have to have the money and they, you know, it's just a timing thing from start to finish. On average, it's at least 180 days from a lead to a sale, if it even closes then. And sometimes they'll wait and want to put it in their budget for the following year. Mainly it's a timing thing. And of course, just whether they want to spend the money. In some cases, they don't heat at all. So then there is no savings because you can't save if you're not spending. And so it's just a matter of, how serious are they about their swimming pool heating?
How many of your Symbiont systems have you installed? And I know that's a very broad question. Let's try to go back, you know, maybe in the last 5 years. How many of these have you installed in Florida?
Well, we keep a tally. We do work in the entire state of Florida. And on we have a tally mostly of just the commercial. And it's over 1,000 at this point.
Oh, wow. So this is not the Johnny-come-lately technology. This is tried and true. Over 1,000 systems have been installed by your corporation.
Absolutely, by Symbiont Service, yes.
And again, we are talking to Sandy King of Symbiont Services, and Roy Wells has joined us. We are talking about geothermal heating of a pool, but we do need to take a short break here from our sponsors, but please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
If you leap awake in the mirror of a bad dream, and for a fraction of a second you can't remember where you are.
Welcome back to Community Matters. I am your host, Attorney Kevin Wells, and today we are talking about geothermal heating of your pool and spa. We have Sandy King from Symbiont Service Corporation and Roy Wells from Village Walk of Sarasota, and we have been talking about the various aspects of geothermal heating, Before we go back to Sandy and Roy, I did want to introduce Cindy Bass to do our community update. Cindy will give us an update every week about what's going on in the community association industry. Cindy, if you could, please give us an update.
Thank you, Kevin, very much. And as always, our Community Matters always brings you up to date on community partners and upcoming not-for-profit educational seminars. CAI West Florida Chapter presents Wednesday, January 8th, their CAI Sarasota Breakfast at the Polo Grill in Lakewood Ranch. Their topic in January is American Greatness, Purpose, and Exceptionalism. This will be taught and spoken by Brian McCarthy. After every Sarasota Breakfast, they always have a Manager's Continuing Education credited course. All board members, members, and manager members are able to attend this. So it is a great way for managers to get their continuing education credits. In addition, CAI West Florida Chapter is offering a Bradenton Homeowner Education Seminar on January 9th at the Renaissance in 9th in Bradenton. This is Assessment Strategies, Learn Successful Association Assessment Collection Strategies. Great free seminar for board member members of CAI, and it is $5 for non-members. January 23rd is their CAI 101, Getting the Most from Your Membership. Great way to learn more about CAI and see what educational seminars interest you and if this is something that you are interested in becoming a member. Don't forget, mark your calendars. March 21st is their CA Day, Community Associations Day. This is a free educational seminar for all-day seminars for managers and board members. In addition to all-day seminars, we have businesses, as in Symbiont Services and Kevin Wells from the Law Offices of Kevin T. Wells. They will both be there, including us, PCS. We are the corporate sponsors of the day. It is an amazing all-day event. For more information on CAI and all of these events, visit their website at www.caiwestflorida.org. Also, managers of the Gulf Coast will host a breakfast on January 29th at Crossroads American Cafe. Their topic is stress management. In addition, Ms. Sandy King from Symbiont Services will be teaching the CEU class, Choosing the Right Pool Heating System. For more information on this, go to their website at www.mogci.com. And last but not least, our first Friday of the month, your community partners. We will be hosting a lunch February 7th, Friday, the first Friday of the month, at TPC Prestancia. This is free to any manager and board member. It is from 11:30 to 1. It's free lunch and topic. Our guest speaker again is, by great demand, Ms. Mary Frances Katona from the Department of Business and Professional Regulations. This time she's going to be coming and speaking to us about budgets and reserves. And again, this is a free seminar. For more information on this, please contact me at Cindy Bass, CindyBass at PestGuardTermite.com.
Thank you very much, Cindy. If we could now turn our attention back to Sandy King at Symbiont Service Corporation. Sandy's told us that she's installed well over 1,000 of her geothermal heating systems. I wanted to turn, if I could, the conversation to residential applications. Sandy, it sounds like this is a growing residential application. Can you explain to me, is the analysis or the installation vastly different for residential versus a more commercial setting such as a large condominium pool?
Sure, Kevin. It is not vastly different. The only difference is there'll be less heaters. Usually you can do the residential with one heater, and non-commercial, you have multiple heaters. You still need electric to run it and some source of water. Commonly on residential, we put the system in with lake homes that are on lakes and use that as the source. If there is a well on the property for irrigation, sometimes you can share that well, and then you have to put in a second well for discharge water. But the best application on a residential is usually a lake job.
If you could ballpark for me and I know we're going to have to make assumptions, a standard size residential pool with an adjacent lake, what is the approximate cost to install a geothermal Symbiont system?
The starting price is around $6,000. It could go up as much as $9,000, depending on the electric and the pump and the distance to the lake, because we have to run the pipe out to the lake and run electric to the equipment. So it does vary, and we obviously would come out and survey it for no charge and give an estimate to give a recommendation, and if it's a good application.
And again, one of the key things I think I just heard you said, you will come out free of charge.
Absolutely.
And give that estimate to residential and, of course, condominium associations and homeowner associations.
Absolutely. We'd be happy to do that.
And if you could, one more time, give me the contact information for your company. So if someone wanted to call up and set up that sort of an appointment, you know, this is the number they could call.
Sure. The office number, our local number, is 941-474-9306. We also have an 1-800-881-4328. You can contact our website at geothermalflorida.com and or email info@symbiantservice.com.
And again, you're listening to Community Matters. I am your host, Attorney Kevin Wells, and we are speaking with Sandy King of Symbiont Service Corporation and Roy Wells of Village Walk of Sarasota. Sandy, one thing we didn't cover is, what is the life expectancy of your Symbiont system equipment?
That's a great question. The average is 15 to 20 year serviceable life expectancy. Because it is a mechanical piece of equipment, we recommend maintenance on it, and we recommend it having, you know, being serviced similar to you having your air conditioner serviced once a year. And but the rated serviceable life is 15 to 20 years.
How does that compare to like an LP system or an electric system?
The air source heat pump or electric is going to be anywhere from 5. I've seen them last 10 years, but the average is between 5 to 8. Gas heaters, depending on the, and of course that's not coastal. If they're on the beach, they're going to be cut that in half.
Sure.
So gas heaters, if they're on the beach, it's going to be 2 to 3 years. I've seen them last 5. They don't, you know, they'll need repairs after that, and ongoing for, you know, service repairs. So the life expectancy is much shorter for the other systems.
Now, you said you have to maintain the Symbiont system like you would your AC system. What does that entail, that typical maintenance?
We recommend a routine planned maintenance of at least once a year. If you are coastal, then, or if you cool the pool, then we would recommend it twice a year. And that's just to come out and kind of check everything, check pressures and temperatures and electrical connections, and make sure coils are clean, and just a routine maintenance through the whole system.
And Roy, I believe you also, in addition to serving as a director for an association that installed the system, you also installed the system in your residential home. Is that correct?
I sure did, Kevin.
Have you been happy with it?
Very happy, especially when at times they pay the FPL bill.
Now, what temperature do you heat your pool at home to?
Well, actually, I have a hot tub.
Oh, a hot tub. Okay.
I do the hot tub. I do not have a pool, but, you know, I can get 103 degrees with the geothermal in my hot tub very easily.
So you're like a lobster in that hot tub then.
Yeah, there you go.
And as far as what you installed, have you been happy as a homeowner with the geothermal system?
Yes, we have. Actually, when we installed the system, we went for the full package, not only for our to cool and heat and cool our home, we hooked up the domestic hot water, so I can turn my hot water heater off. The water that's returning to the lake goes to my hot water heater and heats the water in my hot water tank before going back into the lake. So not only do I save with the heating, I'm saving on domestic hot water.
Wow, that's amazing.
And the hot water going back to the lake is hotter than what it was with just using the electric heat.
Mm-hmm. Very cool.
So we're very happy. Our savings, the wife has tracked the savings, and it's over 30%.
Oh, my goodness. And how long have you had it?
We did that in, I believe it was 2009.
It was like a year later.
I think it was a year later. I think it was 2009. So, no. Yeah, we're enjoying the lower bills.
And again, you are listening to Community Matters. I would like to extend a very heartfelt thank you to Sandy King of Symbiont Service Corporation and Roy Wells for joining us in the studio today. We've been speaking about geothermal heating of your swimming pool and your spa. And in case you're not aware, Community Matters will also be available on podcast. If you go to the radio station's website at www.sarasotatalkradio.com, and then you click on the Community Matter area, this and every Community Matter show is available on podcast. This one will be available approximately after 3 o'clock on Monday. So if you missed any part of the show, please go to www.sarasotatalkradio.com, go to the Community Matters area, and download the podcast. And I would like to thank our listeners today for listening. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you both for attending today. It's been very informative.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you, Kevin, for having me.